Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. them Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two twins, lots of wins, and some losses.
Yeah, a couple of losses in there too, but that's all right. Guys, how are you? I hope everybody's well. We're like getting ready to go into the weekend. Things feel like they're opening up a little bit. They may. It does feel like that maybe 12 to 15-year-old kids
could get vaccinated. I went to my first live sporting event.
You went to the Clippers game. How was that?
Super exciting. Yeah. And then the Clippers lost. And this is how I was like, either
it's back. Sports is back because you were mad.
Well, I was mad, but this tells me either I'm not a big enough fan of the Clippers because it didn't ruin my night. There was a moment where I was like, it was just cool that we were there.
Right.
I don't think I could have had that attitude about a Michigan loss.
No.
So I think it just
either you're not as big of a Clippers fan, or you were overwhelmed.
Or I'm maturing as a person, no, or the pandemic has gotten through to me.
You're definitely not maturing as a person.
Okay.
All right, should we jump into this?
Let's do this.
Shall we jump into this?
Okay. All right. You know what is the best kind of gender reveal party ever?
What?
Waiting for the baby to be born.
I agree with that.
I've done it. There's literally nothing better than that. You sit there as your partner, or maybe you're the one who's pushing. I don't know how you do it. And it is literally the ultimate drama.
It's the ultimate reveal.
It's the best. A person comes out of another person.
This is like the best moment on Singled Out.
Right?
Remember that, Jay? Like when they're back to back.
Yeah.
That was the best part of Singled Out.
They spin around.
They spin around and you really see how happy they are with each other.
Because you can't hide that.
Because the
first
guy's
moment.
Really excited and the girl's like, yay.
If you were able to wait an entire pregnancy, right, and you didn't find out, the suspense builds every month.
I didn't
it just
do that.
Keeps building.
I couldn't do
it's
that.
Magical.
I couldn't do that.
And all, by the way, all I wanted to do when my son came out was like yell, "It's a boy" or "It's a girl," and someone else beat me to the punch. This other our doula, the woman in the room, was like, she said it's a boy, and I was like, I wanted to do that in my heart, but then I was like, you know what? I'm so overwhelmed by the reveal of what gender this child is that I didn't even care that I didn't get to say it.
You should have been able to say it.
I'm mad now, but in the moment I wasn't that mad. No, I'm not even mad now. You should be mad.
No, 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 Can I say this though? This is how much I wanted to know. Like my wife and I, right before we had our first baby, we went to the doctor just to find out if she could have the baby. And I said, can I find out the sex now?
Before we were even trying the child.
Yep.
Look, everything, here's the thing. Like baby comes out,
mm-hmm.
You just the reveal of the gender is so amazing. Then like a bunch of doctors came in when our son was born, and I was like, who are these people? What's
right.
going on?
Right.
And it was stressful, and
right.
then there was like a talk of like septic whatever, ooh, and it was ooh. Kind of like a rough moment, and then it passed,
mm-hmm.
and then I was relieved. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting and that's amazing. The reveal of the gender was an actual surprise.
It's a huge surprise.
It was as big as any explosion.
I would argue bigger. I would argue it's like an emotional explosion.
Emotional fireworks. That's
yeah,
what it felt
exactly.
like.
Exactly. More than regular fireworks that you don't
And I didn't
need.
Even get to shout it out.
No.
And I still felt the fireworks, okay? And here we are once again with another story of a dumb gender reveal.
Wanting to use explosives.
For what? For whom? Who is that
the
for?
The baby's not going to remember this. This is not for the baby at all.
It's stupid. It's stupid to do it. And it can cause real problems, like environmental problems for everyone.
For people who aren't at your dumb gender reveal party.
Who don't care even if you're having a baby.
Nope.
Your neighbors.
Here we go.
Like in this story. A New Hampshire family gender reveal party was such a blast.
Oh, God. Did the New York Post write this?
I don't know.
I swear to God, I'm going to hit someone.
That it set off reports of an earthquake and mm-mm. could be heard from across the state line. Now,
okay.
when someone says across the state line, that sounds like a big deal. But
it could just be
right
like,
at the state line.
It could be like 40 feet over there.
Could be like two houses
it's
over.
Like when someone says he has world-class speed. Well, what about the guy who comes in last place in the race? Like that guy looks like he's not even trying.
He's still at the Olympics.
He still has world-class. He's in the class with those people, but the guy sucks.
So you know when your gender reveal party though registers on the Richter scale that you need to calm the F down about your baby, okay?
It should be, again, a private thing.
Why do we have a gender reveal party? So what is the point of that party?
So you can bilk your family and friends for more gifts, maybe?
Are gender reveal parties, and I don't know the answer to this, are they replacing
the baby shower?
The baby shower.
Maybe.
Is this like the more macho
yeah,
sort
we gotta,
of like red state version of
a blow something up
of a baby shower?
Yeah, that's
or
right.
is it an addition to? Because then you're asking too much of your friends.
That's right.
Police in Kingston, not far from the Massachusetts border, received reports of a loud explosion Tuesday evening. Originally, they thought it was just Big Poppy falling out of bed. Folks, That's not true.
Big man. Big man.
Turns out it was inconsiderate, selfish idiots trying to blow up the world that they were bringing this baby into.
That's a good idea.
They responded to the Toremo quarry, where they found the people who acknowledged holding a gender reveal party with explosives.
Acknowledged. Sorry, we're dicks. Sorry.
Acknowledge is such a dicky way to do it. We're not admitting it. We acknowledge that we did it.
Again, they didn't explain why they did it.
We're not apologizing for it. We just acknowledge that it happened.
Yeah, that happened.
Like we're observing it happening to us.
It happened to our...
It occurred.
It was an unfortunate occurrence at our baby
name. Sorry, there was a giant gender reveal party that just occurred.
Yeah.
Sorry if it registered on the Richter scale.
We're not saying untruths.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The source of the blast was 80 pounds, 36 kilograms, as if... That's
like, what are you trying to blow up a government building? 80
of
pounds
Tannerite.
80 pounds of explosives. The baby, you should never have more explosive than
the poundage of the baby that's going to come out. What a shame. They skimped on explosives, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Only 80 pounds.
The family thought the quarry would be the safest spot to light the explosives.
Sure. When has ever an explosion in a quarry ever not created an issue or problem?
Yeah, let's go down inside something where the walls could cave in upon us.
Right. Hey, where are you guys having the baby naming? Oh, at the old abandoned mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to go down the mine shaft and then light some explosives.
We're going to light some stuff on fire.
This explosive, by the way, is typically sold over the counter as target for firearms practice.
Over the counter, like Tylenol.
Yeah.
Why not?
Quarry is a great spot, by the way, unless you use 80 pounds of explosives.
Where there's no safe spot.
There literally is no safe spot.
You know what I call a quarry when you're using 80 pounds of explosive? A mass grave.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Where are you guys having your baby naming?
At a mass grave over there /quarry. Mm-hmm. Nearby residents said the blast rocked their homes and some reported property damage.
Can you imagine that? Take these people
these assholes.
I'm sorry for the kid who has to come into this world where their parents have no money, but take them for
everything
they got.
Destroy them. Make them regret this decision.
Sorry, kid. Boy or girl, you're going to a community college.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you what the neighbors had to say about this and find out the resolution to this insane story.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. As we mention every day, as we're leading towards this May 22nd, Saturday night, got a live Dumb People Town. It's going to be at Nowhere Comedy Club. You can get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com. The Doughboys, we're going to have ourselves a Greenlee on the show. It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be great. Dough People Town, get your tickets. This is a great way to support us and the podcast that we do and have a great night out.
Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek is playing the mandolin and he's going to be awesome. Do his version of the Dumb People Town theme. I cannot wait.
Come on.
It's going to be a blast. So get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town or danielvankirk.com.
So right. When we left, someone bought 80 pounds of explosives of Tannerite and blew up something in a gender reveal party.
To let people know what gender their baby is.
And it registered on the Richter scale.
To let people know something that 10 years ago, no one cared if you let them know that this was what was going on.
You just found out when the baby was born.
Like, were there people in your life, Jay, when you didn't wait, when you waited to find out what the gender was, that were bugging you saying, how come you haven't told anyone?
What are you having, a boy or a girl? We're like, we don't know. We're waiting until
it
comes out.
Were people mad? Why? They're
like, you are.
You're not going to blow anything up?
Why are you not?
Why are you not going to blow anything up and let us know?
So, this is what a neighbor said. And by the way, there was property damage to other people's houses.
I can't believe this.
We heard this god-awful blast, Sarah Taglieri, who lives in a home that abuts the quarry, told the television station. It knocked pictures off our walls.
Pictures off the walls.
And then she said this, I'm all up for silliness and whatnot, but that was extreme.
She's all up for it. Translation, she drinks a lot in the morning.
No, translations don't take away our right to use explosives gender reveal parties.
That's right. That's what she's saying, y'all. I'm all up for it. You want to blow stuff up, I'm up for it. But not when my pictures come off the wall.
Then listen to her bravado and what her next statement. She said, I started the gender reveal party trend.
No, you didn't.
And I regret it. You didn't start it.
You didn't start it.
I guarantee you, if you know you started it.
Even if you did start it, I'm not giving you credit for it.
Yeah. She started it. Who's she literally claiming responsibility for gender reveal parties?
Remember when the guy we worked at the JCC snack bar when we were kids said he invented French onion soup? You didn't invent it.
You didn't.
You might have
You think you did.
You might have put your recipe.
I guarantee you the famous bar restaurant in St. Louis, Missouri.
It's not where French onion soup started.
Google it.
I'm not going to.
All right. We'll do it afterwards. You can call us on it and tell us we're wrong. But Stefan Zettel's Manfred P. Zettel
did not invent French onion soup.
Taglieri.
He was German. A French onion soup should be
a French chef. A French chef. Came up with it in like Normandy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Taglieri's husband, Matt, this guy, you know, wants to get on the mic and say a few things, told the TV station that neighbors reported cracks in the foundations of their homes from the explosion, also cracks in the foundation of the relationship between him and his wife.
That's right. Both need to be fixed, and both are going to be expensive.
And they should be fixed by these bozos.
Yep, agreed. At their expense. Therapy.
No injuries were reported, police said. The person who bought and detonated the explosives has turned himself into the police. He was not identified.
Let's just call him the dumb daddy.
Dumb daddy.
Dumb daddy.
Police said that they had seen a video of the reveal and can confirm that the child was a boy.
Who cares?
I don't care. At this point, I don't care. So now you're going to be another dumb male in this lineage.
Are you going to call the kid Bam Bam now?
An investigation was ongoing, and they will make a determination on charges. Well, that's unfortunate.
He's already starting off with the best role model ever.
Gender reveal parties are already, they're not about the kid at all.
They're narcissistic ploys for attention. That's what they are.
When you add explosives, there's like a whole new level to
now
the
Now there's safety risks.
This blast was the latest in a series of dramatic and hazardous gender reveal parties. The practice during which expecting parents announce the sex of their soon-to-be-born infants. We know what this is.
In elaborate ways. It became popular, like I said, about a decade ago. 12 years ago, no one knew about it.
Sarah Taglieri didn't start it. Yeah. Okay? I'm just saying that right now. She didn't start. In March, this is insane, and this is not funny. Two pilots were killed when their planes crashed into waters off of Cancun when it was streaming a pink substance as part of a gender reveal party.
That is,
you killed two other people just to reveal the child, the gender of your unborn child. That is so sad and tragic.
There should be pro-lifers protesting gender reveal parties for this very reason.
Because they're so pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, smoke-generating pyrotechnic devices used as part of a California gender reveal party.
Caused the wildfires.
Damaged more than 7,000 acres of land, animals who lost their homes. They should be able to rip these people apart.
Ecosystems, feed them to the pigs.
In April 2017, an off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent, Dennis Dickey, caused $8 million worth of damage, 19,000 hectares, 47,000 acres of Arizona forest when he shot a target full of blue-colored explosives as a means of announcing the gender of his unborn child. Why can't you just say it?
His name is Dickie, and he's an enormous dick.
He's got a dick in his name.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot. He should have to pay for every cent. Every cent of that, he should have to pay for it.
I agree.
It should bankrupt him forever for that decision and should deter anyone else from wanting to do it. In July 2019, one of the pioneers of the gender reveal movement, Jen...
Is it Taglieri?
Nope.
Oh, sorry. Nope. I thought she invented it.
Carvunitis. It's not Sarah Taglieri.
Okay.
Jen said it was time to reevaluate the practice and that her own daughter announced to friends via cake with pink icing inside had begun to explore her gender and defy gender norms.
Yeah.
So she revealed her daughter with a pink cake, and now that daughter isn't sure that she wants to be a daughter.
There you go. You can order the cake, but you can't eat it too, is what I'm saying.
So just for once, I'd love to gather a ton of people for a gender reveal party and have some device explode and just have it be green smoke.
Or brown smoke.
Or silver confetti. Just to see what
confuse people
looks on their faces.
That'd be an incredible prank for a prank show.
Yeah, just see them screaming at the company that set everything up, just having a conniption fit because now they still don't
mean?
Know.
What does silver mean?
What does it mean? What, mm-hmm. That they're a robot? What does it mean?
It means he's going to go to Burning Man when he's 22.
Deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with the fact that your son's going to be at Burning Man. Deal with it.
And in therapy for years and years because you had to blow something up just to bring him into the world. All right, guys, that is a show.
There you go.
Stay connected, stay protected, don't
Sarah
get infected.
Sarah Tagliare, you did not come up with gender reveal
parties. You didn't start
parties.
Shit, woman. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy.
Or we'll be back Monday, right?
Monday, that's right, Monday. Monday. So have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da.
Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.